Richardson Show
with John Richardson.
Hello and welcome to this week's John Richardson Show podcast, the highlights of an absolute stonker.
Oh, it's been fizzy in the studio today.
Oh yeah, it's been like a barocca on your tongue.
Oh, lovely, lovely.
I don't think it is actually. I've made myself feel
You're
a
not
bit
supposed to put it directly on your tongue, John. You're supposed
no.
to drop it in water.
I know, but
that's where you've been going wrong.
I'm a bad boy.
Oh.
I'm not. I'm a very, very good boy.
Which well, sounds, we've got the school report to prove it.
Somehow it's even worse. Yes, we go back to 1996 this week to find out whether, as you all suspect, I was the smoking behind the bike sheds bad boy of Lancaster Grammar School, or whether, in fact, my Latin was coming along nicely. Which one could it possibly be? We'll also find out whether Angela was snatched by the fuzz this week in this week's Angela's Yarns. The reason we're being naughty now is because it's been 3-on-2 with the production team and me and Angela today.
Yes.
And we've behaved very well, I think.
We've had to be on our best behaviour because we felt very observed.
Will, Dan
today.
And Izzy here giving the show a professional feel. So it's important that ends the minute the podcast starts.
Yeah.
Highlight of the show for you, Angela?
Highlight of the show for me was something that happened off air.
Mm-hmm.
because we...
Fire alarm going off.
The fire alarm going off
we were
was quite
get
fun,
to go
wasn't
on
it?
Early.
Yeah, in fact, if you were listening live, you won't have known that
no.
happened. But yeah, fire alarm went off. We all traipsed outside and then it stopped and we all came back in again while a song was playing.
Got it.
So that was fun. mentally, I'm in the pub now because that's where we were heading. But my favourite bit of the show was when we got Will to eat a kiwi fruit.
Yeah.
Kiwi fruit?
It's a kiwi fruit.
But I thought it was just kiwi.
Well, a kiwi is somebody from New Zealand, isn't it?
No, you don't say like an apple fruit, do you?
Well, no, but you say a dragon fruit or a Sharon fruit.
Guess different rules for different fruit.
It is.
Oh, what a shame that we've got a better podcast title. So like...
Well, my favourite bit was when
I'll call it that instead.
Yeah, thank
he
you.
He ate the kiwi fruit. To our shock and surprise, he liked it because he's not known for liking his fruit and veg. And his exact words were, I knew I'd like it because I really like kiwi vape juice. The most Gen Z thing I've ever heard in my life.
Go. Nobody's talking about vapes as a gateway to fruit. So well done for putting the positive angle. Lots of great voice notes as ever. Enjoy the podcast. If it makes you want to join in with us, email john@absoluteradio.co.uk. Good morning, Absolute Radio. Happy Saturday. Massive thank you to Ben and to Kat Wright with the news. It's John Richardson here with Angela Barnes. I've come down from the north, which must mean that this is going to be the biggest change in radio broadcasting for 40 years. Strap in. Too defensive, wasn't it, after we went 1-0 up? Yeah.
Yeah.
I just legally, everyone in the country has to say it. Everyone
what?
Has to say
What
it.
Are you talking about?
You,
oh, the football. Sorry. It's early and I forgot there was football.
Say it at the time. Maybe say it the morning after. People are still saying it.
Really?
Too defensive, wasn't it, after 1-0? Yeah, mate. I saw it. I watched it.
Where did you watch it, John?
I watched it in my house.
Did you?
Yeah, we made England cupcakes. They're in the bin now. You want to really
watch it? Because the last time England was in the semis, I watched it and they lost. I thought maybe it's me.
So I
didn't watch it. Still lost. Turns out it wasn't me.
It was us.
It was the team that were playing on the pitch. I should have guessed that. Not you, yeah.
It was Tommy Tuchel. I'll just send him a video of me tipping England cupcakes into the bin. That's what you've really done, mate. Red velvet they were. Unbelievable.
And I know how hard it is for you to waste food.
I know. Yeah, I was only joking. Anyway, they're not in the bin. They're in a Tupperware on the worktop. I was trying to sound rock and roll.
I love that that's your idea of rock and roll. Putting some cupcakes that you made in the bin.
Pretending to throw away a cupcake. So this is the weekend that wasn't supposed to be, was it? This was supposed to be like a full weekend of looking forward to the final and now it's not.
Would it have been a bank holiday if we'd got to
there
the
was
final.
Talk of it, wasn't there?
So
there was talk
we would
of
have
it.
Had Monday off.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it would have been Burnham's first thing, wouldn't it? That's a hell of a way to announce yourself.
Wouldn't it be?
Yeah. Let's not go in today. Oh, I like this guy. This could catch on.
He can stay.
So I don't know what... You've got time to fill now, haven't you? So what do you do with the weekend? Went to the cinema last night to watch The Odyssey.
Oh, what's that? I mean, I know it's a film.
Christopher Nolan's film about Homer's Odyssey.
Was it long? His films
are
long.
Well, the clue's there.
I mean, it's called The Odyssey.
You can't complain because it is called The Odyssey, but it done half, go on.
How long was it?
Oh, it's a good 3 hours of your life.
No film needs to be more than an hour and a half.
You've
I stand
seen it,
by that.
It? No. It's a good old... It, and there's a lot going on. There's
I mean,
a Cyclops
but do two
in it.
Films then. Do you know what I mean? Do it in two films.
Or take some of the bits that weren't good and get rid of them. Yeah. But, you know, I'm not Christopher Nolan. What I will say, even if you don't want to go and see it, it's a very good film to wait outside the cinema and hear what people say when they come out. Because I went with friend of the show, Roisin Conseil. So I was waiting outside for her afterwards because she fell down the stairs and got popcorn in her hair or something. You know what she's like?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Set
the
sprinklers off. You know what she's like?
Yeah.
She might have gone to the bathroom. We don't know. But I suspect what happened. I heard two people come out. The first person said, I liked the bit with all the big lads.
All the big lads?
All the big lads, which I thought was a wonderful review of
it. Did you know exactly what bit they meant?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there is a bit with a load of big lads. And then it never comes back again. And they never really talk about it. But it's quite a lot happens. And then I heard someone come out and say, I'm really glad I never read the book.
Well, you don't want to spoil it, do you?
I just think it's an exceptional review of an epic. All that work that's gone into it. It's like when I did an Edinburgh show and I heard someone on the way out say, well, it's good that you remembered it all.
Oh.
Which was a real Sam. I just think...
almost as bad as, did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah.
You know, after a show, when someone goes, did you enjoy it? Well,
there was a lot of, well, it's cooled down now at least, hasn't it? Because, you know, we were in there for the duration of the heat wave, so it was lovely and cool when we came out. Anyway, what I'd like to do is, on that note, one-line reviews of films, honest reviews of it. It can be a film from any era. I'll put them to Angela. Angela can't see the text. If you've got a film like I'm Glad I've Never Read the Book, and I'll say that to Angela and see if she can guess what the film is, I would like, Angela's the queen of quizzes.
I am the queen, but we should say there is a bit of a gap when it comes to films.
Yes.
So this could be really entertaining because I think I know about four films.
Excellent.
So if he's not one of them.
Well, I always like stuff that Angela's not very good at as well because it happens very rarely. So 8-12-15 on the text, 0330-123-1215 on WhatsApp, john@absoluteradio.co.uk. Bafflingly vague one-line reviews of films, and we'll see how many Angela can work out.
We've got a very good one-line film reviewing from Lee, so we'll do that shortly.
Okay.
It's a very good one. It's a famous film, so you should...
Oh, that doesn't mean anything
for
me.
You'll know the film, even if...
Will
you don't. I don't think I'd get it from his review, but the humiliation is what I'm here for.
Great, I'm really excited that I got up early this morning for that.
If you've never joined us before, I'm here to humiliate my co-host Angela Barnes and also to just a little bit of needle in your relationships, and that's what our next feature I Love You But is all about. Saturday morning, traditionally Simon Radio of sycophancy and people being in love with each other. We don't do that. You get one dedication a week on this show. You only get it if you say something mean about someone, and this week it's Becky's turn to insult someone she loves.
Hey John and the gang, so my dedication is for my friend Sarah. I love you and I love that you invite me around for tea, but please can you stop adding extra of ingredients for look whilst cooking? I'm not sure what cooking related deity you're trying to appease, but recipe quantities exist for a reason. Now don't get me wrong, I'm all for whimsy in life, but just not where it concerns chili powder quantities. Cheers, Becky.
Oh, now look. I do wonder if, is it Becky is going round to Sarah's a bit too often?
Yeah.
And the chilli powder is a subtle, add an extra teaspoon every week and maybe one day she'll offer to cook me dinner. Just once would be nice.
Yeah, I wasn't sure where it was going until the chilli powder because that's very specific, isn't it? But I don't like it when people muck about and just chuck stuff in. Oh, I've put a bit of sweet corn in it. Why?
Yeah. Recipes do exist for a reason. And my husband does, I mean, I can't really complain because I do zero cooking in my house and we know that my husband...
You're the provider now.
I provide the food, the goods. He cooks it.
Yeah.
But he will sometimes just go, oh, I chuck some mushrooms in this thing. I go, well, I like mushrooms, but they have to be in the right place and now you've ruined it.
A cup of tea then when he said that. I thought that's grounds for divorce, that. Just put some mushrooms in your tea, they were on the turn. I tell you why I like that one as well from Becky, because we've had quite mean ones that are in the right spirit and will be taken with. That will genuinely upset Sarah.
Yeah.
If she's listening now, she's going to go, oh, really?
Well, I was doing a nice thing for you.
Okay, yeah. Well, we're busy on Thursday, actually.
So we're Team Sarah, yeah, is what we're saying?
We're absolutely Team Sarah, yeah. If you're cooking dinner for someone, you have it how you like it.
Yeah, exactly.
So I stopped chefing, stopped getting sent back. I don't care if it's how you like it. That's how I believe that should be cooked. And this is how I believe this record should be played for Sarah.
Record, right, Grandad? Spin that disc.
Right, okay. We're going to have a chat about this. Just a reminder that today's show will end with an on-air appraisal of everybody's performance.
We've just ruined a friendship?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
You reckon?
Yeah.
We didn't do it, did we? We merely passed the message on.
Yeah, well, I mean... I just think that Becky needs to be more grateful.
Someone says, follow the recipe first time, then adjust it to your liking. That's the way to go. And that's an anonymous text. And if you want to end any text with, that's the way to go, I fully support that.
Your house, your rules. Chuck in the chilli powder if you want to chuck in the chilli powder.
Let's start with a film review that I think you'll get. So we're asking for one sentence film reviews, very vague.
You think I'm going to get this one?
Risque life drawing, bit of a ding, everyone gets wet.
Oh, Titanic.
Titanic. That's from Phil in Cambridge.
Phil, that was so succinct. Yeah. I like that.
Bit of a ding's lovely.
Bit of a ding.
Now, do you want to have a bit of a sing?
Oh.
You boo me, I'll do it more. You've not seen me live.
What's happening?
Your response is of no interest to me.
What's happening with this Mr. Slick DJ that's taken over this morning?
I think it's because they've brought extra producers in. I think I feel like I'm under review. This is
my end of
year review.
Unfortunately, that's turned you into Alan Partridge.
It has, actually. Well, look how long he's been in broadcasting. Could do worse, couldn't you? Britpop Summer is back 30 years since 1996, if you don't want to do the maths yourself. A big Britpop year. If you want 30 minutes of massive Britpop anthems...
Yes, please.
When do you want them? 12:30?
Yeah,
or you probably need half an hour to let your lunch get down. Let's do them at 1.
I'll be in the car at 1, so that's ideal for me.
Wonderful. And what, you're coming back at 7, aren't you? We'll do it again at 7, mate.
Brilliant.
What
Brilliant.
If you're working all day then catching up on your admin? You want some at 10 p.m? Well, that's fine as well. We'll give you 30 minutes of Britpop anthems at 1, 7 and 10 p.m. every day.
Amazing.
Guaranteed.
That works perfectly for my schedule. Thanks for sorting that, absolute.
We've got very special programmes about Britpop legend Richard Ashcroft, iconic bands The Manic Street Preachers and Suede, and the impact of those Oasis Nebworth gigs. Oh, I wasn't supposed to read that, was I, Will? Sorry.
I almost said then, did you go to Oasis at Nebworth? And then I realised, of course you didn't.
No,
of course you didn't.
The opposite. We will discuss Britpop Summer later on and what I was up to and what Angela was up to. Spoiler alert, I wasn't at Nebworth. I've brought you a special item from Summer 1996
for you
to have a little look at, and you can tell everybody what I was doing. And if that wasn't enough, 10 weeks of tickets next week. Tickets to see Cast available on the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. I've started to whistle.
Are they still going, Cast? Are they sort of reformed?
No, they're still going.
They haven't stopped. They just kept going.
No, they're very good.
I like a bit of Cast. Walk Away, great song.
If you want to see them live, listen to Dave Berry's Breakfast Show. Manix and Suede tickets on Home Time with Bush and Richie. Listen for your chance to win on Absolute Radio, where real music matters. It's Absolute Radio, listening to John Richardson and Angela Barnes.
Hello.
Man Marked and Then Some by producers Will, Dan and Izzy. It's really oppressive today, isn't it? I can feel if I start talking too long, I've got six eyes looking at me
feel
saying...
feel very watched.
Probably put a song on, mate, now, wouldn't you? Probably
but you did the entire last thing, making eye contact with Will. It was
well,
a bit
he's looking at me. He's been
us.
Emboldened because he's got two behind him. He's like, he's in the Bellingham role. And he knows he's got Rice and Phillips behind him if he gives the ball away. So he's just staring me out.
I love these football metaphors.
Yeah.
Make me feel really included.
Well, I just like to mention Calvin Phillips in it, because that really was the halcyon days. And now we're all realising, having got to another semi-final, that maybe the problem wasn't Gareth Southgate. Maybe that's just where we're at. Anyway, we're asking for one-line film reviews, as baffling as possible, to confuse Angela Barnes. Mm. Here we go.
Okay.
This one's really good, and I don't think I'd get it. If they'd have just let them have it at the start, it would have saved all that messing about.
If they just let them have it at the start, yeah, it would have saved... So
that's from Lee in South Wales.
Feels like it must be some sort of quest. There's some sort of quest.
Yes, yes.
So I'm going to say maybe an Indiana Jones.
Which one?
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
No, it's Labyrinth.
Oh.
No, it's not. It's Raiders of the Lost Ark.
No way.
That's exactly right. Really good. Really good.
Even seen it.
Well, this has backfired because this was supposed to be Angela not knowing something.
That's really upset you, John.
If you could make them vaguer, please. One word in French, please. Do you speak French?
Oi?
One word in Spanish. Do you speak Spanish?
Yeah, I don't speak Spanish.
One Spanish word to describe a film from the 1960s, please. Absolutely horrific. How was your week of sport? Because I haven't seen you since the big Wimbledon Silverstone.
My big week of sport? Yeah. I had a great time. Went to Wimbledon for the first time. Oh, it's lovely, isn't it?
It's wonderful.
It's lovely. There's a lovely atmosphere. You're walking up that hill up to the place. Oh, it's just, I really loved it.
Were you in with Charlie, were you? In with old Charlie boy?
Charlie. Oh, yeah, yeah. I was sat next to... No, I wasn't.
Yeah, me neither.
I was on...
Despite what you see online.
What?
Someone put a post out implying I was in the royal box when I wasn't.
Oh, really?
Led to some beef online. But anyway, don't even eat beef. Silverstone's your big one.
Silverstone's my big one. Well, you know, I go every year and I love it. I do love the Vroom Vroom cars. What was my favourite bit this year, though? I mean, the race was, well, it was good until then it was a bit anticlimactic at the end. It ended under a safety car, which no one wants really, apart from Charles Leclerc, who won.
I quite like it like that. I'd have the whole race under a safety car.
Yeah, you would, wouldn't you?
Let's just slow down and enjoy it. Where are you rushing? It's a Sunday. Where are you going?
But I want to give a shout out to Alicia Pamoski, who won her first race at Silverstone for the F1 Academy.
Excellent.
And she's in the lead of the championship. She's absolutely brilliant. She's really fun, really sweet. I've met her and her mum. They're lovely. And she won her home race. So that was a really big moment for her. So that was lovely watching her win that.
Good on you.
Yeah.
Now, we need to put aside, while we're talking about races and wonderful people doing good things, we need to talk about Matt. Let's do it properly in a bit because time is short now. And he's done something, frankly, ridiculous.
Well, he's done something awful because he's left me alone at home for a week to have to cook for myself, which, frankly, is, you know, not on.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, my husband has, this week, he ran Offersdyke, which is the sort of border between England and Wales. It's about 180 miles, just over.
Yeah.
And he did it in 6 days. So he ran just over 30 miles a day.
We'll talk in full because I've got some criticism for him, if you don't mind.
I think he needs it,
yeah,
really.
We're going to really lay into a man who's done a wonderful thing and is quite tired now. Stay tuned for that.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show. You spend your Saturday mornings
with John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
It's Absolute Radio. It's John Richardson and Angela Barnes.
Hello.
In it.
John, why are you so happy all of a sudden?
I don't know. I'm just giving it some.
It's unnerving.
Will's really putting me under some pressure today to be professional.
Well,
and I'm trying to match that energy.
We've got more people in the room, so Will suddenly got all professional. It's unnerving, isn't it?
Yeah, it does feel like a tribunal is about to... Is there an intervention? You would tell me, wouldn't you, if afterwards you were going to take me aside?
I'm on the beach, right?
You're on the beach. if you didn't join us last week, Will is he's leaving us. He's on his way. Yeah, we're sad, aren't we? We're sad.
We are.
You see me?
So that's the problem when I try and sound sincere.
Yeah, it wasn't.
People say, why are we so sarcastic? Because if I'm nice, people like it less.
It doesn't carry, John.
It doesn't work, does it?
No.
Right, one-line film review.
Oh, yeah?
Met up with some old army pals. Lots of them died, ended up covered in mud. From Keith.
What, some army... Dunkirk.
It would have been a good guess. I'll read it again for you, give you a clue.
I met up with some old army pals and then ended up...
Is that Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah. Do it. I'm ready.
Oh, I don't know which film it is. What's an Arnie film?
Think of the comedy industry.
The what?
It's Predator.
Oh,
from
oh
Keith.
My
so
God.
We're doing news that wasn't in the news that could, would, or should have been in the news. Where you?
Will's got his head in his hands, John.
Will's on the beach. So we talk about news stories that weren't in the news that were there in the news would have had a little bit of a better spin on your week.
Yes.
Okay, you're excited about this one, aren't you?
I am excited about this one. I'm excited because we're going on a little road trip, aren't we, on Monday?
Are. Will's leaving do.
Will's leaving do. We're going to Blackpool to go to the darts.
Yeah.
Which is very exciting.
Your first darts?
My first darts. And and I know, like, drinking is, like, part of the sport of darts, isn't it? Getting the pints in.
Yes.
And I found this article about... this is a football fan, not a darts fan. But he was a Dutch fan who managed to carry 26 pints of beer from the bar to his table.
I've seen this clip and I don't like it.
Why don't you like... Was it unnerving?
Because it's one of those things that for every person that goes viral for doing it successfully, 100 people
drop 26 pints.
Yeah. And because of that now, someone's doing 27. Somewhere in the world now, someone is trying to carry 27. And they're in glass, right?
Yeah.
Very uncomfortable.
Are you
with
saying
it?
I can't do this on Monday at the darts?
You're going to go for it?
Well, you know, after Ferrero Rocher Gate, I feel like I need to redeem myself.
Yes.
Where I thought I could eat 9 and I managed 3.
Well,
remember?
I would, yeah.
So I think I can carry 26. I've got quite long arms, you know. I reckon I can get 26 pints in there.
A big concern, Angela, there's only 4 of us going.
Lightweight.
That's 7 pints each.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah?
Well, just, do the glasses have to be full? I suppose they do, don't they?
Yeah, I think so. Otherwise, you just stack them.
Yeah.
It's a much less impressive video. Someone carrying 14 stacked glasses in each side.
My husband can carry 3 pints with one hand. That's quite good. He's only got little hands as well, so I'm always quite impressed by that.
Three in one hand?
Three in one hand. He sort of, I don't know how he does it, but he can do it.
So he runs for charity.
Yeah, he
60
does.
Miles a day for a year.
Yeah, about that, yeah.
There's a picture of him online looking nauseatingly untired.
I know, and that was at the finish
line. This is the beef
line.
I have with him.
Yeah.
At least look broken.
Imagine being married to it.
At least cry.
Right.
What's wrong with him?
He phoned me, went, yeah, I've done it, finished. Like, absolutely, like he'd just been to the shops.
And... I don't sound like that after a carvery.
Right. I would feel like that if
I've done it.
Yeah. Oh,
it was hard at the end, but yeah.
But I got through it.
Yeah, yeah, I'm all right.
He just wasn't even out of breath. 30 miles a day for 6 days.
I find it absolutely staggering.
It's a good job he's doing it for charity, otherwise I'd have to divorce him.
What's the charity?
It's Sarcoma UK. So good friend of ours, Phil Gerrard, who passed away sadly. So it's very close to our hearts. And I know 4D, he had a sarcoma. So it's close to, you know,
yes,
all of us. And they're a small charity, so every little bit really does make a difference for them.
And you can find it online, can't
you? You can find it. If you go to my Instagram, you'll find it in the bio.
Or Google, man desperate to get away from his marriage.
You find won't it be happy till I'm divorced, will you? You
no,
won't be happy.
Not just you, Angela. All of you. Right. Don't bother. You'll split up anyway. From Gemma. That's a one-line film review.
Don't bother. You'll split up anyway.
Yeah.
Something with divorce in it. Kramer versus Kramer.
Oh, you've gone too dark.
I've gone too dark. Okay. Mrs. Doubtfire. Opposites of the divorce spectrum.
You're in the right sort of era, maybe a few years after Richard Curtis.
Not Love Actually, the other one.
Yes,
oh,
Love Actually.
Actually. Oh,
yes,
okay,
Love
fine.
Actually. I'll give you a bronze medal, third guess. Seen it?
Yes, I have seen it, yes.
I haven't seen it.
Nah, I wouldn't bother.
No?
Not for me.
Thank you. We're talking about news that wasn't in the news, that could, would, or should have been in the news. We discussed someone carrying 26 pints. Not a fan. This is freaky, right? So this family are in San Diego, mm-hmm. Can you imagine? Go on holiday.
Right.
Check into an Airbnb. Looking around the Airbnb. Big old picture on the wall. Of a beach scene.
Lovely.
Guess who's in the beach scene?
Not them.
The family that are staying in the Airbnb.
What?
No recollection of the photo being taken. It's a massive blown-up photo of a group on a beach, and they're in it, and it's like 10 years old, so it's them in, like, swimming costumes, swimming on the beach on the wall of a random Airbnb, someone they don't know.
How far away from home were they?
Oh, now you're asking very specific questions.
Well, I just, like, that's
I think it's
spooky.
Like it's a vague, it's the sort of thing you'd get in a Range or a Home Bargain. It's like a blown up beach scene, but taken by somebody, blown up, put on the, oh, here's what you can do here. You can go down to the beach, but it's them in the picture. Isn't that freaky?
That's really spooky. Also, wouldn't you have to have permission sort of to, you know, if it's one of those pictures that comes with the frame?
You'd think, wouldn't you?
Those people are getting paid, no?
I've had a look at it. It looks like, you know, in the early sort of cowboy days of drone photography.
Yeah.
When people would just, your uncle would get a drone and like, he's just gone down to photograph the town centre. Has he? Is that all right? He just gets up on the town hall. He knows the back way up because he used to know the caretaker. Okay. Well, yeah, that'll get clamped down on at some point. But they filmed a video of themselves. You can see a video of themselves looking around this Airbnb and then noticing themselves. But what it led to is a load of people replying to them saying, oh, I've had similar things happen, which is, these things are very freaky. So some said, I checked into a hotel at the beach. It was a massive thunderstorm. Grabbed a newspaper to sprint to the hotel in. Got to the room, looked at the paper. On the front page of the paper is a picture of me and my mum at a festival in that town 3 years ago.
No way.
Very freaky, isn't it?
It reminds me, I had a similar thing. Well, not quite the same, but I went to a museum in Newfoundland, and you know that's where my mum's from, right?
Yes.
Her family are from Canada, and it's a small island. We went to this little museum, and there was a picture on the wall of a little girl, and she looked exactly like me, this little girl. But it wasn't me.
It's not as good a story, Angela.
Well, no, but I realised it's a very small place, and so I was probably related to her, is what
yes,
I was going to say.
Okay,
but yeah,
okay.
You're right, it's
I've
not
ruined
the same.
It for you. I've ruined
it's
it
not
for you.
The same. That's it, I'm never anecdoting again. That's it. You have my guarantee.
Do you mind anecdoting when we do Angela's yarns in about 40 minutes?
Oh, I might.
I don't want to have ruined the feature with my vicious sarcasm. It's only because I tried to end with a joke earlier and you were all mean to me, so I just thought. And go back to being a sour little shrew.
Evil little goblin man.
Yeah. No. That's going to catch on, isn't it? Anyway, keep your one-line film reviews coming in for Angela. She's doing despicably well so far, so make them as vague as you can. Well, I think, Angela, for someone who claims never to have seen films, you're doing very well with the one-line film reviews.
See, the thing is, I don't watch many films, but you just sort of find out about films through osmosis, don't you, just by living in the world. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like when people on quizzes say it's before my time.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't mean that's general knowledge.
It, can't you? Because you suggested Dunkirk, someone has sent one in for Dunkirk, which is not much of a beach holiday.
fair point.
Rob says, woman crushed it in the end.
Woman crushed it in the end?
Yeah.
Does that mean literally crushed it or just she crushed it?
Yeah, I think it's both.
Mm. Oh, so a woman crushing something. All I think of the word crush just makes me think of, oh, I could crush a grape. Remember that?
Yeah, Stu Francis.
Stu Francis.
Yeah.
Real
music matters.
So, okay.
The review of the next film would be woman slowly lowers it into hot lava, I think, or something, isn't it? I think the one after that.
Oh, is it, what's her name? Lara Croft?
No, it's not.
No, oh.
That's the first one you've not got. It's okay. Terminator. That was Terminator.
Of course it is.
And then we go into a couple that are more spoilers than one-line reviews, I would say.
Right.
This anonymous one just says, a sledge? That's
it. Citizen Kane.
Yes, that's Citizen Kane. Well done. I give you the point for that
Thank
one.
Thank you.
Gareth from Orpington. Strange that he kissed his sister. That's his one-line film review.
Strange he kissed his sister?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah.
Gosh, this sounds dodgy.
It sounds like it's either sort of Greek mythology, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it's not.
I'd say one of the biggest films of all time.
Because strange he kissed his... Oh!
Oh, something's hit.
Oh, hang on.
It's lovely watching it land.
Oh, gosh, it's Star Wars.
Yes, which one?
The first one. Second one. Return of the Jedi.
Empire Strikes Back. Empire Strikes Back. I'll give you it. This one from Jez in Banbury. Turns out he hasn't got a limp.
Usual Suspects.
Yeah. So
yeah!
Let's go. So have you seen Usual Suspects?
No.
Have you seen The Empire Strikes Back?
Yes.
Have you seen Citizen Kane?
No.
Have you seen Terminator?
No.
Remarkable. Remarkable, isn't it? You've done really well there.
You just know about films, don't you?
You should be very, very pleased with yourself for
Thanks,
that.
Thanks, mate.
Now, something happened earlier. A good friend... I don't want to reveal that. We always just talk about the fact that I'm old and Will is young. But when I talked about a friend of mine I'd seen this week, a young actor who I worked with, who filmed a video of himself this week trying to sort of take his life on and make it better. And he filmed a video of himself saying, trying a kiwi for the first time, set it to music.
Kiwi fruit.
Put a filter on it. It looked lovely.
Aww.
Just bit into the kiwi like it was an apple.
Ooh.
And then posted a video about 2 hours later saying, oh, apparently you're not supposed to eat the skin. And I really, for a man from a generation where I've probably eaten a lot of foods incorrectly, but then it turned out, producer Will, you've never had a kiwi fruit, have you?
Never had a kiwi.
And
to
I have one
fair,
in my bag.
I mean, Will nearly cried when I made him eat a mange too the other day. So, you know.
Just so in case your mum is listening, so she knows, I threw you a kiwi. And do you remember on your one-line review of a kiwi?
I just said it's furry.
Oh, isn't it furry? So do you want to have a little go on a kiwi?
Are you allowed to just bite into it?
You can
bite
skin,
into it. You can eat it. It's where all the goodness is.
It's been in my bag for about a week.
Lovely.
Trust what's in my bag?
Is there like seeds or anything or...?
You can eat them.
The inside's lovely.
The inside,
should be juicy.
The seeds, you wouldn't even notice
tension,
there.
Isn't it?
Do you not even know what it looks like on the inside?
I know what it is. I've seen a picture of a kiwi.
Oh, sorry.
Maybe a video. Shall I just...
Yeah, just have a little bite of the
He's going to hate this. Oh, that's disgusting. That's right in my ears.
That's quite nice.
What?
Oh, wow.
Have we found a fruit that Will likes?
How do you feel about watching a man eat the skin of a kiwi and react much more nicely than he did to mange two that you had grown in your garden, which made him feel sick?
The skin's a bit chewy.
Yeah, you're not really supposed to eat the skin, but...
That's nice, though.
Well...
There you go.
Will's mum, Debbie, if you're listening, we've done it.
There you go. We'll get him the antidote during this record, which is a Krispy Kreme donut. So it's all about balance, isn't it? You listen to Absolute Radio, it's John Richardson and the bafflingly film knowledgeable Angela Barnes, despite never having seen any.
Well, pretty much.
Why do you not watch films?
I do sometimes. I've got a theory, if you want to hear it,
about why
I don't enjoy films.
You do it in about 30 seconds?
Yeah, I can.
Bring it on.
So I'm diagnosed ADHD. Right?
Yeah.
Of course I am. Comedian. Goes with the territory. And... So I think, because I couldn't work out why I really struggled to watch a two-hour film, but I could watch sitcoms all day long that are half-hour episodes. And it's because you get a dopamine hit every 30 minutes with the resolution,
yes.
If you're watching loads of sitcoms back-to-back. But I can't wait 2 hours for a resolution.
The Odyssey's
I need
not for
it
you.
Now. No. Absolutely no way.
I went to the... I think one of the reasons,
some films, but not many.
Why I think I'm smug this week is because I went to the dentist and I've been putting it off for ages.
I went to the dentist this week.
Mine's got, when you tilt back now, they've got a telly on the roof.
What?
Got a telly on the roof. So I was watching. And you think there, you've got real opportunity to provide... I'd put Minions on or something like that. Yeah. I had a nature documentary about penguins trying to stop their eggs getting like eaten by other animals. I was like, I'm stressed enough here. I don't want to be stressed about a penguin egg.
Oh,
it was very nice though.
So you don't get to choose what you watch on the ceiling. That's my bugbear. That I had a filling done this week, and yeah, when they talk to you while.
Yeah.
Your mouth's full of stuff.
No, she was lovely. She kept saying, you can have a break if you want. And she said, you can swallow whenever you like. So, I might not swallow it. I was just letting it all build up. Anyway, I watched a little bit of Penguin documentary narrated by Patton Oswalt, apparently. They didn't have the sound on, but I don't like to complain. I just save it for a national broadcaster. Coming up is nothing but complaining. It's what we do. The state of national discourse will be tidied up once again. It's the Literal Police coming up. Our first ever self-referral on the Literal Police. Someone has owned up and dobbed themselves into the Literal Police. Do we go more lenient?
I think you've got to, haven't you?
Well, let's see the context.
Whoop, whoop. That's the
sound of
Literal
Police.
Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of Literal Police.
Literal Police.
Sorry, I just literally got my headphone caught on my earring there.
Okay, we'll allow it.
Sorry.
We support correct usage.
Yes, there we go.
That sounds like it might have been quite painful. Would you like me to offer some emotional support?
No, that'd be weird. No.
Are you okay?
Please never
Angela?
Do that. Stop it.
Are you okay?
Stop it.
Now, if you haven't joined us before, it's our ongoing effort to stamp out the misuse of the word literally, which sometimes I feel like, oh, maybe this is catching on and things are getting better, and then I'll have a week where it's when there's a lot of live sport on.
The summer, they just come flooding in, don't they?
Yeah, it's bad out there at the minute, so we rely on you to be our eyes and ears on the ground. Our first referral comes from Officer John.
Good morning, John and the team. I have an extremely important literal offence to report. I refer you to the Good Morning Britain show on Wednesday morning and to Gillian Keegan. Gillian is someone who should know better, as she served as Education Secretary in the government. So for her to say, literally, the material writes itself, when we all know it's the hard-working backroom staff who do the writing for those on the TV, is a disgrace. It's over to you, John, to let her know that nobody is above the law. Yours faithfully, an ever-vigilant servant of the cause, John from Coventry.
I like John.
Yeah, I like John.
Yeah, you can stay on the force, mate.
Angry, genuinely the most upset voice note, I think.
Yeah.
It's a disgrace.
He's feeling
there.
It, isn't he? He's feeling it.
Yeah, almost enough for him to turn his telly off in the background. let's have a listen to what was said.
I'm sitting here talking to you, which is fantastic. Right?
Love it.
I mean, it's always getting better and better every year. and I could do this forever because the material writes itself.
I mean, we know, don't we, John, as stand-up comedians?
Yeah.
Does not write itself.
No, other people write it and you steal it.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes, isn't it? Open and shut case.
I think so.
No defence there.
None at all.
That's Gillian Keegan joining an increasing list of people in literal prison at the moment. Now, this is an exciting one for us.
Ooh.
This is the first ever self-referral. So
wow.
It hasn't happened on telly or radio. And that's really what we're after is those that influence, certainly a former education secretary, those who carry power and sway. But this is somebody who's just in conversation committed an offence.
This is real societal change we're seeing.
It's taking ownership is what it is, and we support that. So this is from Angela, not Angela Angela,
not
but Angela 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 Angela.
Dear John and team, it is with a heavy heart that I feel it's my duty to turn myself in for a literal offence. The other week I decided to put my bins out quickly. When arriving at the bins, I found an injured bird that shuffled away from me but clearly could not fly. I have a cat who is a prolific hunter, but had no time and didn't know what to do. My neighbour across the road then popped out, commenting that he always copies my bins as the collections have just changed. This is typical of the extent of our previous conversations, but as I was in a bind, I asked him for help. He got a towel and took the bird away. Cut to yesterday, when I saw said neighbour for the first time since the incident. I asked what happened with the bird, and he said he took it to the vet and left it with them, so he wasn't sure, but joked that anything would have been better than sitting there waiting for my cat to eat him. I replied, yeah, literally a sitting duck. I'm ashamed to say that the bird was most definitely not a duck. I'd guess it's some sort of pigeon or similar. I present myself to the Literal Police in the hopes that my honesty and continued belief in the cause will lead to leniency. Best regards, Angela.
Do you know,
I'm inclined to let Angela go. Not just because she's got a superb name.
Yeah.
But because, A, she was doing a good thing. She was rescuing the bird. And, OK, it's not literally a duck, but it's not a million miles away, is it?
No, it's a bird, isn't it? And, yeah. I do think there has to be some leniency in terms of social awkwardness.
Yeah.
If it's a neighbour you barely deal with, and you just...
it just comes out, doesn't it?
There's that.
And also, that's funny, like... That's a funny joke. It's a good line. Literally a sitting duck because it's a bird.
And if we put her in prison and she's the person that decides on the street what bin day it is, then you've got to look at the potential chaos there. The recycling bins aren't going out on recycling week because everyone's put the paper bin out.
Then we end up with bigger societal problems.
I think she's clearly a responsible person and we support self-referral. So some sort of community service this week. Maybe just have a read of the dictionary.
But you're coming on our radar again, you're going away.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Ooh, wow. That was a lot, that. Angela Yarns coming up on Absolute Radio. It's Absolute Radio. John Richardson here with Angela Barnes.
Hello.
Dan, Izzy and Will here making sure that we don't get into any trouble. It's not working, is it? We are in trouble. We're in trouble with Daniel, who says, I think you've gone soft. I literally don't know what to say.
Well.
Yes, I mean, he's texted, so maybe he was silent. Richard from Folkestone. I am aggrieved at the leniency shown by the literal police to the self-referral caller. I accept the fact that it was not a duck has been established, but whether or not the bird was sitting was glossed over. Unless I'm mistaken, the caller stated that the injured bird was lying on the floor next to their bins, therefore a twofold crime and should have been punished as such. Richard from Folkestone.
Oh, have we been slack? I don't know. Maybe they just got us on a good day. It happens, doesn't it, in court? It does.
I think so. And she could have kept it private. You know, her neighbour hasn't been in touch. So I think, you know, the fact that she's come into the office...
You've got to get something for that, right?
I think so. Ironically, Daniel, with a literal offence, saying, I literally don't know what to say while he's saying about something about the incident, I'm afraid that means that you are going into literal prison times. Thanks for getting in touch. And thanks for all your one-line movie reviews to confound Angela. Dude wants his jewellery back.
Dude wants his jewellery back.
Yeah.
Something to do with Mr. T?
Lord of the Rings.
Oh, okay, fine. Of course it's Lord of the Rings. Oh, I should have got that.
Right, it's time for Angela's Yarns, where Angela tells us a little story from her life and we have to guess whether it's a real one or not. Generally, I think we're not doing very well. I feel like we're sort of 3-1 down or something.
About
like
that, I think, yeah.
So, Angela,
do you want to hear my story about what happened this week? Okay, so, you know, I've got a little dog. Tina. She's a little cockapoo, little tiny one.
That's your opinion. I think she's a lovely dog.
And she sits in the car. She has a little dog seat in the back. Mm-hmm. So it's like a little box on the back seat so she can see out the window, right? She's sort of clipped into that. And Tina is a pretty happy-go-lucky dog, but there's certain things she doesn't like. And one thing she really doesn't like is anyone wearing high vis.
Okay.
It really upsets her. And we were driving along the A259, just me in the car, Tina in the back, and I might have been going a little bit fast.
Okay.
And I got... I said might have been, John. Can't prove it. And I got pulled over by a policeman in the car.
By the popo?
By the popo. It's never happened to me before, so I was really scared. Like, I've never been pulled over before. And so I pulled up on a lay-by... And he came in, and Tina, because he had a high-vis thing on his, she went absolutely nuts. Like, proper lip-curling, growling. And she's only a little cocker. I mean, it's funny when she... Because she thinks she's a big dog, and she's not, you know. And so she was really... And I couldn't hear what he was saying. And in the end, he thought it was really funny that the dog... And he's always a bit anti-police. And I said, she just doesn't like your high-vis. And he thought that was really funny. And in the end, he just sort of went, slow down, all right? And I didn't get a ticket.
Because of Tina?
So I think because Tina charmed him by being aggro because he was wearing high vis, I think that got me off a speeding ticket.
So you set your dog on the police. It's a crime spree, basically.
I didn't set
you were speeding
her on the
away from a robbery, and then you set your dog on a police officer. We'll find out whether Angela's telling the truth or not. All right, well, have a think for yourselves. We'll have a little chat in the studio whether Tina, who thinks she's a big dog but is not, similar to how I feel about myself in the comedy industry, we'll find out whether Angela's telling the truth after this. We're in the midst of Angela's yarns, this week's yarn.
There's been a lot of discussion in here.
The detail of the discussion.
It's really hard because I have to just sit here and bite my tongue because I don't want to give anything away.
It was really forensic. So, Will, you've come down on a truth, but I liked your first suspicion
that it was a lie because Angela wouldn't stop for the police.
I thought I'd just put my foot down and keep going.
I could see you doing that. Yeah. No, I think it's a... I'm going to go true.
Yeah.
Because I know you were dropping the dog at doggy daycare or whatever it's called this week. And I know that was in another coastal town, near the coastal town that you live in. So in theory, you would have been going down that road. So yeah, I'm going to go true. I think you might have been pulled over for the first time.
Dan's gone big on the specific roads involved.
I don't think the police would be checking you out on the A259. I'd believe you if it was the A27.
Yeah.
I'd absolutely believe it, but no.
And Izzy, you went full crime investigator.
Well, I get all of my knowledge, John, from TV. Yeah. And in Lie to Me, the psychological drama where they, you know, analyse liars, he talks about if there's too many details, it's a lie because you're trying to fabricate the story and build it into something. So I'm going yarn.
Mm.
My sort of overall feeling is that I don't think you'd own up to being pulled over unless it was a yarn, because I think you've got a sort of squeaky clean image.
Have I?
Yeah,
that's really disappointing. I thought I was like a cool rebel. No,
I don't think cool rebels go on House of Games, and they don't go on Champion of Champions House of Games. So we are. What are we? Three lies and a truth. So I think we're saying it's a lie, Angela.
You're right, it is a yarn. Oh. However, there are some elements of truth in it, in that I have actually been pulled over on the A259, but it wasn't this week and I didn't have the dog in the car. And the dog is terrified of high vis.
Okay.
And she does bark at police officers in the street if... But I didn't get pulled over. She didn't stop me getting a speeding ticket.
It was a good yarn. It's a lovely image. I really enjoyed the image that Will gave me of you just putting your foot down. That was absolutely lovely. So that's a point to us.
Losing my touch. This isn't good. I need to up my game.
I think you're in your hitting zone when it's about something that might have happened with you and the cast of The Archers or Jenny Ryan from The Chase. I think once it's you sort of intimidating the police.
When you put it like that, I see why you came down on that
side. We're stretching the realm slightly. Right, it's my turn to be shamed next, because we're going to go back to the summer of 1996. Absolute Britpop summer is back, and as usual, I am the antidote, because I was miserable then. Find out why after this. Hey, Angela.
Hey, John. Oh,
do you want to know what's coming up on Absolute Radio this weekend?
Of course I do.
Well, it's the final World Cup rock and roll.
Oh.
England are out. Fordy's genuinely upset. I spoke to him yesterday. He's still genuinely upset about it. I find it hilarious.
So basically tune in to hear Fordy cry.
You could. You genuinely can make him cry. I would. Really? You should start referencing like Italia 90, get him going on like what was going on in the 90s. Because that's when he's getting into it. So you've got to pull on those teams.
Pull on the nostalgia strings.
He's really, yeah. So get Fordy crying today. Andy Bush is Indie Disco tonight from 5. Rock Party with Claire Sturgis after that. And tomorrow, Chris McCausland. It's Chris Mac Eve every Saturday. Absolute Radio. Hey. John Long's back with him. But talking of Matt Ford, and he will, during a tournament, relive every memory. So, like, and football then. Italia 90 is the first tournament he remembers, which went well for England.
I remember that. I remember the hand of God, though. I'm old.
Yeah, 88. Yeah. 1996, Euro 96 was massive, like, home tournament. Of course, it's the Britpop Summer back on Absolute Radio. It's the home of the Britpop Summer. Last week we talked about it because Oasis were back.
Yes.
So we were talking about what was happening 30 years hence. Now it is 30 years since 1996. A seminal year. Not so much for me.
No, I had a great year, John. I went to the Phoenix Festival in 96 with David Bowie, Sex Pistols, Björk.
Wow.
It was an incredible lineup, that festival. What did you do that summer?
I was really knuckling down at school.
You were.
I was setting up the foundations for the man you see today. I thought, there's no way I'm going to get to be a comedian if I haven't got a basic grasp of Latin, to quote Alan Partridge for the second time this week, and just a deep-rooted unhappiness with my social life. So oddly, because I found my diaries and I've gone back through them, I just... I somehow wanted to be like a middle-aged man. I wanted to be married with a dog. Aww. And like drive to the seaside. And I was feeling, I look back now and I think, you were 14.
That's not what you should have been wanting to play for England.
Of course. Oh, I knew that wasn't happening.
Yeah, so do I. I've got your school report, your PE report in my hand.
Brought you my, so that's summer 1996. So that is when England are beating Holland 4-1.
That was the tournament, those Euros, when I...
accidentally, I went to visit my boyfriend that summer at Southampton Uni. I didn't really realise the Euros were on. And England were playing Scotland. There was some big match where England played Scotland. And I said, and all I'd packed was a pair of tartan trousers. And I had to sit in a pub in Southampton.
Top.
Well, I had a top as well, John.
Wow.
But and he was like, you can't wear them. I was like, I've got nothing else. That's all I've packed. I packed two pairs. I was wearing a pair and I packed the other pair. Tartan trousers were big in 96. And just had to sit in a pub with no one talking to me. Anyway.
Orange jumpsuit on instead for that Olingo. I've really not packed well for this trip. But yeah, 70, I had a real sense of like, I could tell I was missing stuff. Like I wasn't old enough to go to the gigs.
I had a great year.
Yeah, oh, well, congrats. Seeing David Bowie.
But
I don't know what your teachers would have said about you.
Well, I mean, well, they wouldn't have said much in 1996. I was 20. But it would have been weird if they'd reported on what I was doing.
Why is Angela still in maths?
Leave, woman. Yeah. But I'm looking at you handed me your school report and said, yeah, I have some fun with that. And I was like, great. And I'm looking for any negatives.
Mm.
None.
No, but the negatives are everything outside the school report.
The only negative in the school report, the only thing I really learned is that teachers have terrible handwriting. Because it's quite hard to decipher a lot of it. But it's all, I mean, your highest exam result was for French. You got 96% in French. Très bien.
Quatre-vingt-seize pourcent.
Très bien.
Merci beaucoup.
And you got, your lowest was 60% for history. Oh, John.
Yeah, well, it was all before I was born, wasn't it?
Fair enough, yeah. Before your time. 61% for religious studies, that was your second worst.
Yeah, that was a statement.
75% for Latin, so well done. That's not bad. I was interested to see what sort of sportsman you were at school. It says, John has worked hard this year with a very positive attitude. That means not very good, doesn't
that's
it?
That's pathetic, isn't it?
If you're really in sport tried. And they say he's got a positive attitude, that means, you know, couldn't hit a goal for love nor money. But
most improved player.
Yeah, that's basically what that is. And his attention has improved. Hasn't made much progress in skills. Oh, John.
Yeah. I mean, that applies now.
But what my favourite, I think, is what the head of lower school has to say about you.
Mm-hmm.
He says, the most talented and mature young man. That's lovely. He continues to impress in both work and play. So that's weird. That's quite weird. But my favourite sentence is, he has a bright future in the school. After school.
Yeah.
But while he's in this school, we can keep him safe, is what they're saying.
He was sort of bang on there. I mean, it's a good report, somewhat devastatingly. Izzy, who's with us, went to the girls' grammar where I went to the boys' grammar, and her view of my report was, oh, wow, they used to do them on paper. Absolutely mortifying.
That was quite an upsetting moment for us, wasn't it?
Devastating. But if you're of a similar age, I'd love over the Britpop summer, if you want to get in touch with us, John at absoluteradio.co.uk, text 81215, WhatsApp 0330 13 1215. Tell us what you were up to, especially if it's not, if you know, because there's very cool DJs here who are at all these gigs who are going to tell you amazing stuff. We've got amazing documentaries about some of the bands from the time. I'd love to know people who weren't having it in the 90s, just for our Britpop summer. So get those in, John at absoluteradio.co.uk. It's Absolute Radio. Sarah Champion is standing by. We need to make you aware that if you haven't been able to listen to the full broadcast today, or if you have and there's nothing you'd like to do other than listen to it again.
Why not?
To really get the evidence watertight. I've listened back. That's definitely what they said.
Did you really say that?
Yeah, I can't believe it. There is a podcast available wherever you get your podcasts or on the Rayo app. It needs a title.
It does. I think mine wasn't on paper. Is my title for the show. Because that's the thing that's really stuck with me.
I was very obsessed because I couldn't work out what the alternative would be.
What? Yeah, well, you were like, what, they do it? That's really sounded like granddad, because Izzy said, my school report wasn't on paper, though. And you went, what? They do it online.
Yeah. But don't you have to get it signed by your grown-up to prove that you've shown them it? Do you not even get it signed anymore?
No, it's just an email.
Just an email.
Send an email to your mum.
That feels weird, doesn't it?
Don't you get emails from your daughter's school?
Yeah. Yeah. She watched me type a message to her teacher this week, actually.
You realise that Izzy's closer to your daughter's age than ours, right? You realise that, don't you, John? You all right, John? You all right?
Anyway, I was going to suggest I liked the bit with the big lads.
oh, yeah.
We'll stick with It Wasn't Even on Paper while I have a little think about not just what, you know, my life to this point, but what's left.
He's got a very bright future in this school. That's what it says.
I know, and now look, I've been gone years. Wait, you keep, you don't keep the email for 30 years, so you can read it back and look over everything that's gone by, do you?
I saved it as a PDF.
Wow. Print it out. Might as well have written it in the first place.
Easy to doctor. Anyway, let's not be too old. The point is, we've still got to review each other's performances, so I still get my chance to have a little bit of revenge. I've made a few notes throughout the show. Oh, this is a whopper one today because there's five of us in the room. So I will get started with the tracks so that we can all have a little think about what we might like to say to each other face to face about today's performance. All right, everyone?
Oh, dear.
Now it's time for the show to end. Before we go together, let's grow together, guys. So in the interest of spiritual development and becoming more professional, I'd like to ask anyone who...
That's not why we're doing this. We're doing this because you like to moan at us.
I like to snipe at the very end of the show.
You like to have
a
little sneer, like the evil little goblin man you are. Yes, I have upgraded you from spiteful to evil without even realising I did it.
And I didn't challenge you.
You didn't.
So we've got five in the studio today. There were five in the... No. Will and Dan, you said you prepared. Is this a group thing? Or?
It's just something that I wanted to feedback.
Yeah, sure.
Personally. So you've been very critical of the document that I prepared for you.
Not this week.
No, exactly.
I haven't even picked you up on all your mistakes.
And you haven't even said, there's no mistakes in there this week.
Wonderful.
Spotless. And you've not even said thank you.
Thank you.
So that's upset me.
Well, that's because it's the bare minimum of your job. Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you're going to go one way, you've got to go the other way.
What else do you do? You hand us a document every week and then you don't even check the emails. Like, the least we can expect is that's going to be
your
accurate.
Appraisal's just changed. You threw a kiwi at me.
I passed you a kiwi at high velocity.
Very kiwi, but it was actually quite nice. So thank you for introducing me to new things.
Thank you. I noticed you haven't taken a second bite.
No. The skin was very chewy. But the main thing is I just wanted to flag, if you're very quick to criticise the document, so I just wanted to flag that.
Maybe I was going to say that in my appraisal.
Well, okay, well, unlucky.
I wasn't. Dan, do you concur?
You're a lovely man, but I had to point out to you that the front page of the document was last week's.
I made
you go and print them out again.
All right, there we go. Thank you very much.
Dan.
I believe they call that a mic drop in the industry. Izzy?
Yeah, I'm going to fire through. Dan, really nice to meet you. I like the fact you've sticked with the show's theme of keeping one-syllable male names.
Yeah.
I really like that. Yeah. Will didn't like your ASMR with the kiwi.
It
tickled me inside in a bad way. Yeah. Does that make sense? Angela, I just really want to be your best friend. Is that okay?
Just by saying that, you're now my best friend.
If it wasn't unsocially acceptable to just ask someone to be...
Do you know, it is that easy.
Should we shake on it?
Let's shake on it.
Okay,
there
amazing.
We are. We're unstoppable now, the girls on this show. Yeah. Watch your backs,
I feel
boys.
Like we've reached a peak and now we're heading down here.
John, it feels like you've been subtly flexing for the whole show. I don't know if it's conscious. We started off talking about the fact you've had a bath and worked out this morning, which you subtly dropped in. Then your dentist has a TV on the roof.
Someone's doing all right.
That was just my feedback. But
he's also been physically flexing between the songs.
The cameras are on.
Stop kissing your guns. Stop it.
Anyone that brings a bouncy ball into a studio redeems himself. So that was my highlight.
Thank you very much, Angela.
Well, I'm conscious of time, so I'll just say I think you're all lovely. I love you all.
Okay.
Will, you're dead to me. You're leaving.
It has been a joy, so thank you very much. Angela, up at 4:30 to be with us today. Thank you very much.
And you're welcome.
Apologies for the off-air comment you made that's put me off sugar for the rest of my life. excellent document. Great. Made it very clear when you were preparing the Literal Police. I had to listen to a whole interview for 20 minutes. You made that sound like it was unbearable. Dan, a little bit upset earlier when Will said, I might stay, actually, and you said, fine by me. The response I'll carry all week with me is Izzy saying that reports aren't on paper anymore, and that's made me feel very old. But thank you all of you. It's been a joyful morning. Thank you to everyone who's texted in and sent voice notes, and thank you to the wonderful Sarah Champion who is standing by. Goodbye.
Cheerio.
John Richardson
and the John Richardson Show.
There we go. That's it for this week. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining in if you did. We're back next week with another show.
As long as the building doesn't burn down.
As long as the building is still... We'll find somewhere. We'll go on a rooftop or something. You can't stop us.
Do it from the back of my Yaris. It'll be fine.
You're not driving a Yaris.
I am driving a Yaris.
You're driving a Yaris.
Why are you laughing at me driving a Yaris?
I wish you'd put that in the Angela's yards. Yeah. Nobody's getting pulled over by the police with a Yaris with a cockapoo on the back seat.
Do you generally drive a Yaris?
Yeah, well, it's now taking you to...
Well, that's really shocked me.
What, do you not want a lift to Blackpool tomorrow?
No, I do, ideally. I just
mean... On Monday?
I don't know, that shocked me.
Why is it shocked you that I drive a Yaris?
He's like rocked back in his chair.
What did you think I was driving?
I don't know, physical like a Honda Jazz.
How dare you?
Okay. Listen, before we lose any more sponsors, let me just thank you for listening. Next week, join us for a review of the darts. Hopefully by now we haven't been seen on camera. Will said earlier, there's something I want to shout at the darts. So who knows what might happen. I might get a special T-shirt made. But we will have
I'm
our
so excited.
Review of a night at the Winter Gardens watching the darts and anything else that's happened. As I say, do join in, john@absoluteradio.co.uk. Thanks for listening this week. Take care of yourselves. Bye.
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 Bye.